Well, we're getting to that time of the year where folks are starting to pull things out of the garden. So it's time to talk a little bit about having some fun with that. How do you preserve some of that stuff for a while? Well, Barb Fuller is with us this morning. She's an Iowa State University Nutrition and Health Program Specialist. And we're going to talk all about preserving the taste of summer. Barb, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for your time today.
No problem. It is that time of year.
Well, a lot of folks have spent a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of effort in the garden to make sure that they get exactly what they want and it grows just the way they love it. But it's hard to gobble everything up right away. Sometimes you want to put some stuff away for a while.
Yes, we do. And that's kind of something that's on kind of an upsurge that people are now wanting to go back to canning and freezing things that they never knew how to do.
Well, and I was kind of struck when I saw the information come across my desk because that's, I guess, the first thing that I thought is, well, my grandma used to do canning and stuff. Do people still do that?
Well, they are now. Your grandmother did, but maybe not your mother or your aunts, maybe or maybe not. In rural areas, maybe there's been some of that that's continued. But there really is an interest in young people, young families now wanting, for a variety of reasons, to start preserving some food.
Well, things tend to cycle, and is that what's happening here? It's just folks are getting just a little bit more frugal again, deciding to cycle this back around?
Well, frugal might be part of it. I think people are more concerned with where their food comes from and where it's grown. So local food is an interest. Growing your own food is an interest. Saving money is real debatable, whether you actually save money by canning or not. Depends on what you have to do for equipment. But in lots of cases, you can save money. Lots of people just want to, this is my handiwork, and this is what I'm feeding my family, and this is how I'm going to learn how to do it.
Well, and, you know, you'd think some of that stuff would be kind of common sense, but it really isn't. You know, there are issues involved, even with just pulling stuff out of the garden and maybe just letting it ripen a little bit more. Do I put it in the fridge or do I put it on the counter? I mean, you know, sometimes people just aren't sure.
That's right. And actually, Extension and Outreach has a brand new publication on what needs to be in the refrigerator and what should be left out. And you could get that from any of your county Extension and Outreach offices, and they can print it off, or you can find it on our website on what you should be doing with this stuff.
That's right, and it's a free resource.
It is free. You can print it yourself at home if you want.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what folks are maybe thinking about doing, because there's so many things that you can do when you pull the different types of items out of the garden. You might want to freeze them. You might want to preserve them to keep them for a while. You know, it might be just a matter of like pickling, doing different types of things with some of the different things that you have in the garden. So there are a lot of issues to deal with, and that's all part of that publication. But now I know that you've also got a program that's offered by Extension that has to do with preserving the taste of summer, and that's coming up pretty quickly, isn't it?
Yes. September 14th, I will have a hands-on workshop, and we're going to make salsa, and we're also going to freeze, but primarily it's a hot water bath canning workshop and how to do salsa safely and correctly, and that will be September 14th at the Henry A. Wallace Center, which is north of Creston. It's in Adair County. The address is Orient, but it's kind of out in the country.
Okay. What will folks get from that?
They actually get to take home a jar of salsa, but in order to get there, they have to enroll in our online classes, so at least four classes for $50, and the first two are just the basics of canning and canning safety, and then there are a series of others that people can select from. So there's one on hot water baths, there's one on pressure canning, there's one on making pickles, there's one on jams and jellies. So there are eight lessons in total, but they have to take at least four, including the first two, and then one on how to hot water bath before they come to the workshop. Then they're prepared. We aren't going to spend a whole lot of time talking about this is why you do it, but when you come, we're going to have a short review, and then we're going to go in the kitchen, and we're going to start chopping up vegetables and have them in jars and canned in 3 hours and ready to go home.
So they have to do their homework ahead of time.
They do have to do their homework, and it is required that they do the online lessons first and print the certificates that they have taken all the right lessons. And I know some people just want to skip right to the workshop, but we want them to have a good basis, a good understanding of what they're doing before they even come to the workshop.
Well, and I know there are folks out there who offer different types of, like, cooking classes and things, but this is more than just a cooking class, right?
Right. We're I have all the canner kettles and knives and pots and pans and everything we need. We're going to can salsa that day with fresh vegetables, probably from the garden right back behind. They have a CSA and a kitchen garden at the Wallace home site.
You know, that's kind of an interesting choice to do salsa because there are so many different ways to do it as far as what types of things you might include in there and you know, at what level of hotness you really like, too. Will folks be able to kind of experiment a little bit?
Not really a whole lot because we're going to make one batch of salsa, which does make six pints. Of salsa, so depending on the size of the class, so we aren't going to make several batches, so one will be hot and one will be mild. We'll kind of pick something in the middle of the road. But it really is important to know the balance of acidity, not hotness particularly. That doesn't really make a difference whether it's safe to eat, but how much acid is in there. So that's part of the online lessons, on, especially with salsa. You just can't can your favorite salsa. If it's your favorite salsa, it probably needs to be frozen or eaten fresh and not canned, because the canned salsa, depending on, it depends on the peppers and the onions and the tomatoes. Those are the three primary ingredients, have to be acidified at a certain level. The pH is safe, that we're preventing any botulism. So if you start messing with how many peppers or what kind of tomatoes, it's going to make a difference.
They can
not be safe.
Yeah, they can experiment a little bit on their own once they learn the safe practices with their food, right?
Right, and then they can take whatever hot peppers, mild peppers. The salsa recipe we do use can be, it turns out fine with just green peppers if you like something mild. I've done it with Anaheims or poblanos that are kind of middle of the road, but somebody who really wants something good and hot, they can get as hot a pepper as they want in there. But we aren't going to do really, really hot that day. We'll either do the green pepper or a middle of the road hot, but we'll have the right amount of acid in it, so it'll be safe.
Well, and I a lot of folks watched maybe grandma or their mothers or what have you as they and taught them some of the old recipes, maybe taught them some of the methods and things that they've used. But in today's fast-paced world, we tend to want to maybe take that, but maybe shorten up the process a little bit, find a couple of shortcuts. Not always wise, right?
That's right. There's been a current this summer all over wherever you like to find things on the internet. So whether it's Pinterest or Facebook, on using the oven to can, and that is not safe. Just because it seals doesn't mean it's safe.
Well, when you stop and think about all the money and time that you're going to put into creating some of these things too, it's a real waste if you find out it's not safe to eat later on.
That's right. And it's always heartbreaking. Every year I do get calls, I have these jars, and you know, maybe they didn't seal, or maybe somebody gave them to them, or some, you know, grandma died and they're still in the basement after 20 years. Well, some of those are really unsafe, but really it needs to be research based, which the University of Georgia and all the state extension services use the research base. So these are the procedures we know that are safe that will get to the right internal temperature to kill the botulism.
Okay.
So just because the jar seals doesn't mean it's safe. So I read something today about somebody asked a question about using their dishwasher to can in, because if you put it in there and it runs a cycle and it gets good and hot, the jar is sealed. Well, it doesn't get hot enough, which is the same problem with the oven. It doesn't get to the right internal temperature. If it got hot enough to kill the botulism inside the jar, you would probably have broken jars in an oven. That would be kind of a mess.
That would be a real mess to clean up afterward, yeah. And again, look at the waste. Wasted time, wasted resources, and all those things. If folks have any questions, they can always get those answered by attending the sessions and getting signed up. But time is running down here to get signed up.
Right. So September 14th, the deadline is September 1st, to at least be enrolled. They don't have to take all the online classes until at least by the 12th, so a couple days before, so they can have that information and print the certificates. They can do that at home. They can go to a county extension office. The Cass County Extension Office has agreed to help people do those online lessons, and they'll set up a time to view the videos. It takes about 2 hours to get through the 4 videos that they need to do. If they want to do more, they can definitely talk to, at least Cass County has done that, and the rest, the surrounding counties will work with you on getting those done. So if you have a slow internet connection, or you don't do the internet, or for whatever reason, just contact the county extension office, and they will be more than happy to set you up. There is a cost. It does cost $50 to view the lessons and come to the workshop. But for all of that, you get all the lessons, and you get a workshop, and you get to take salsa home.
Yay! Preserve the taste of summer, and also preserve the health and well-being of your friends and loved ones, right?
That's right. We want to make sure that people are using safe methods, tested recipes. You know, you would hate to make your family or friends sick from something you thought you were doing a good job, and how is it you did this at home. And just lately, the oven canning, the dishwasher canning, sometimes if you just took 2 minutes and thought about it, it doesn't really make sense on why you would do this. Freezing food is a really good option, and a lot quicker and faster. So freezing those green beans and tomatoes and carrots and corn is a lot faster than canning them if you have the freezer space. So that's always something we have plenty of information too, is how to freeze those vegetables or fruit that can be either can be done.
Great. Well, if they'd like more information or would like to register for the class, they can just contact your local county extension office and get that taken care of. Very good. Barb Fuller, thanks a lot for your time. Good luck with that. Sounds like a lot of fun.
It should be a lot of fun. We did a pressure canning workshop a couple weeks ago, and we had a lot of fun with that one in Council Bluffs. So I think I can have another great class here in Henry A. Wallace Center. So just let me know if you want to come.